امیگریشن کے وفاقی وزیر پیٹر ڈٹن نے پارلیمنٹ میں دیے گئے اپنے بیان میں کہا کہ 70 اور 80 کی دہائی میں آنے والے مہاجرین کو آسٹریلیا میں پناہ دینا اس دور کی حکومت کی ایک بڑی غلطی تھی۔ انہوں نے اپنے بیان کی وضاحت کرتے ہوئے کہا کہ پچھلے دنوں میں جن 33 افراد کو دہشت گردی کے معاملات میں سزا ہوئی، ان میں سے 22 افراد کا تعلق لبنانی مسلمانوں کی دوسری اور تیسری نسل سے ہے۔
And if we pretend otherwise, Mr. Speaker, my judgment is that we only compound these problems.
The advice that I have is that out of the last 33 people who have been charged with terrorist-related offences in this country, 22 of those people are from second and third generation Lebanese Muslim background.
حزب اختلاف کے رہنما بل شارٹن نے پیٹر ڈیٹن کے بیان پر نکتہ چینی کرتے ہوئے کہا کہ چند افراد کے مجرمانہ عمل کو کسی کمیونٹی سے نتھی کرنا نہ صرف محنت سے کام کرنے والے محب وطن افراد کی بے عزتی ہے بلکہ واقعات سے لا علمی بھی ہے۔
Suggesting it was a mistake to allow a generation of migrants to come to Australia more than 3 decades ago because of the crimes of a tiny handful of their grandchildren is not just ignorant and insulting. It is not just a denigration of people who've worked so hard and given so much to this country.
آسٹریلیا کے فیڈرل امیگریشن منسٹر پیٹر ڈٹن نے 70 اور 80 کی دہائی میں امیگریشن پروگرام کے بارے میں جو بیان دیا ہے اس پر لبنانی مسلم ایسوسی ایشن اور لبنانی مسلم کمیونٹی کی طرف سے شدید رد عمل سامنے آیا ہے۔ سلسلے میں ہمارے ساتھ اس وقت موجود ہیں ایس بی ایس ریڈیو کی عربک پروگرام کی سینئر پروڈیوسر سلوا مظہر، جو انہوں نے بہت سے ٹاک بیک بھی کیے ہیں اور انہوں نے کمیونٹی کا فیڈ بیک بھی لیا ہے۔ سلوا، پیٹر ڈٹن اسٹیٹمنٹ کیم ان ٹو دا میڈیا، اینڈ What sort of response you are receiving from the Lebanese Muslim community, especially because you have run some talk back radio programs, some interviews, what sort of comments are coming there?
Well, what we sensed from the talk back we had yesterday, there is a sentiment of shock and of anger. The community is feeling unfairly singled out by these comments and targeted unfairly. And today we had a Lebanese migrant who arrived to Australia in the late 70s, with the wave that the minister mentioned in his comments. And he said that he feels he's doubting himself. He's doubting the way he's raised his kids, who are very successful young men and women. And he feels angry and strongly about it. Like you said, and we have, Rehan, many comments from association, from AFIC, from the Lebanese Muslim Associations. Some of them describe these comments as racist, as divisives.
Is there a sense in the community that this is all part of some political game? In the beginning, Peter Dutton only said this during the time of 1780s, Malcolm Fraser has made some mistakes. He took the refugees of some specific countries, but he did not mention any community. After that, Bill Shorten was keep hammering him that he wants him to give the name of some community so the government and the community can stand in against each other and he can gain some political ground on there. And then government also took the opportunity to gain the ground in there. This is the sense what the community is feeling.
Definitely. Many of our callers who called the program, they said they see some Trumpification, if you want, for the political language in Australia. And they're trying to follow a wave probably started by Donald Trump in America. And we've seen as well this singling out some religious groups or some groups coming from a certain ethnicity by Pauline Hanson. And it seems that now the government is, or some of our politicians are following this wave. That's what they said.
Peter Dutton giving some numbers, and there was some leak report, which was the cabinet report, in which these numbers were mentioned. And did you receive any calls? Some people were there who were supporting his statement as well.
Like the numbers, they're not very flattering when you read that among terrorists who've been convicted terrorists, you could find 60% of them from Muslim Lebanese background. It's not very flattering knowing that Lebanese Muslims are just 20% of the whole Muslim community in Australia. He did say that people who are involved in these activities are second and third generation. So the problem definitely is there, but it could be a youth problem. Maybe how calling this problem, or maybe blaming the older generation for a problem that's happening now, and blame them for something that's happening like decades later. That's what people couldn't understand.
Peter Dutton wants to write factions of the communities in here while talking about the Muslim community, because this is like a fashionable nowadays.
Like President for the Lebanese Muslim Association, Samir Dandan, had released on social media a video saying that the minister is following a nationalist agenda. Sometimes you call it far right, or you call it language now that all politicians are trying to follow in order to gain more support, maybe.
Ye thi SBS Radio Arabic 24 ki senior producer Silva Mazhar, jo Lebanese Muslimanon ke dehshatgardi se jode jaane ke immigration minister ke bayan par humse baatcheet kar rahi thi ki unki community talk back programs mein aur community leaders apne interviews mein kya keh rahe hain.